Devin Nunes here. Recently, I was on the John Batchelor Show talking about California water. I think everyone across the country and around the world ought to know what's happening in the one-party rule in California. If it can't get any crazier, listen to this.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, that's the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. And Devin is here to help us understand this phenomenal success in California these last days, the Devin Nunes Freedom Fest. I was not prepared for this and did not witness it live. It was streamed. However, several thousand people attended in what Devin tells me is an agricultural venue, a large area for stock and show. This is the farming part of California, and it has tractors and all the paraphernalia of farming. But the people showed up to talk about where we are in America and where California is in the recovery. Devin, a very good evening to you. The Devin Nunes Freedom Festival. What was your ambition and who showed up to attend? Good evening to you.
Well, thanks, John. During all this COVID lockdown time, we had originally planned this in October before the election. We planned it to be a big ballot harvesting operation because we have to compete with the left with these, what is a really a corrupt ballot, you know, being able to ballot harvest just to say that. That was our original plan, but Newsom and the Democrats wouldn't let us out of our homes even to do an outdoor event. So we finally decided just to go ahead and go through with it. So it was essentially I would say more of a almost a John Batchelor type of show. So it went almost 3 hours, and we had seven or eight different speakers. Every segment was the longest segment was 30 minutes. It was James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. He was essentially our keynote speaker. We opened up with Donald Jr., who came in via the internet. We put him on. We had two big jumbotrons, and it was held at the World Ag Expo, which is the largest outdoor ag exposition in the world. It lasts, it's in February every year. So the grounds are a great place to do an event, and it's right in the center of the breadbasket of the solar system, the San Joaquin Valley. It's the most productive ag land in the world. And we had over 2,000 people show up, and we actually had 45,000 people watch it live on rumble.com, which is now really beginning to take the place. All conservatives now have essentially moved over to Rumble. And as you know, John, I don't go to YouTube at all. And so that was really exciting to watch to see how that many people watch it on live stream. And then we had One America News, who actually covered most of it live and ran a lot of it on the air. And so did the Epoch Times ran it. So it was a great success. Some of your usuals, like Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, who is my neighbor, he was there, and it was very nice. He got a standing ovation. So it was a lot of fun. People were ready to be out and about, and we look forward to doing it again next year. And also there's been people requesting to maybe have this go around the country, maybe one a month around the country on a Saturday morning. So if anybody's interested out there and you're part of the Republican Party or the apparatus, and you have one of your congressmen that want to do it, we'd love to come out and do maybe a smaller version that we would do and put it out live stream. That's one of the things we're talking about.
I want to talk about the venue because this is ordinary to you, but it's fascinating to me. The International Agri Center, where you held it, it's an enormous barn. Is that a way to describe it? I mean, a barn that just keeps going. Do you have agricultural shows there? Do people bring in livestock and are they judged? Is this like a 4-H contest, something like that?
Well, the grounds themselves, John, are actually a square mile. So that is a building that can be used. It's a very versatile building. You can have animals in there. You can have equipment in there. There's actually, they do a lot of horse shows. There's a barn that's essentially even bigger than that one, where they have horse shows and antique farm equipment shows and, all types of sales. So it's very versatile, ground. So like I said, it's a square mile. And they have lots of different buildings. They set up tents. There's the Ag Museum. If anybody's ever seen me doing an interview on television, a lot of times I do the interview from the museum.
With the tractors, are behind you. They're always
there. With the tractors
there.
In the back. Right. Exactly. And so there's plenty of parking. It's very safe. The roads are good. It's kind of an indoor-outdoor venue. So we actually had a lot of Mexican food trucks and coffee trucks, these food trucks that came around and sold coffee and burritos and everything else. So people had a good time, and we're looking forward to doing it again next year. And like I said, maybe even across the country.
According to the report that I'm looking at, there was a need for you to pray. This was on a Saturday, I believe, not a Sunday, but pray, having to do with Gavin Newsom's prohibitions during the virus. Explain, please.
Well, the state of California and Newsom have decided that we can do events, but they have to be outdoors and no more than 300 people. Now, on June 15th, it doesn't matter. Everything opens up. Now, of course, Newsom wants it opened up. He's got to open it up. He had to please his socialist left, who are all paranoid, wearing 72 masks on their face. He had to couple that with getting it opened up because he's going to have a recall election here later in the fall. So June 15th, he finally just ripped the Band-Aid off and said, everything's open June 15th. Well, up until June 15th, evidently coronavirus is gone, according to the socialist left and Newsom. It's eliminated on June 15th of this year. Well, the only way we could gather is if we had a religious ceremony and or a protest. So we had a religious ceremony. We had a nice prayer in the beginning from our local sheriff. And then right after that, we started the protest, and that allowed us to have over 2,000 people attend. And it was a lot of fun, but we had to follow the laws that Newsom and the socialists forced us to follow. Right. So we followed them.
So in 35 days, the virus is cured in California, according to Gavin Newsom. That's a good thing, 35 days. But in praying over people, was everybody entertained and smiling? Did they understood why you had to do that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we were going to have a prayer anyway, but
sure.
We wanted to make sure that we were very clear on the live stream that this was a religious ceremony. We have the right to pray in the state, and we're going to. And we also have the right to protest, though the festival was part of a protest. So, we didn't want them to send in their Stasi to come in and
right.
Shut down the event.
Strikingly, in the photographs I'm looking at from the Visalia Times, boy, do you have good weather, Devin. Wow. I'm in the East Coast where it rains in April and May a little bit. You might have heard that, Devin, when you're in California. Boy, do you have a good weather. Now, Devin, the California economy, beyond this, beyond these happy people attending your event on Saturday, through the last year, you've reported on fits and starts of the economy, sometimes people having to very carefully get their hair cut without actually going to a barbershop. Has that all changed? Is the economy opening now? Are people more prosperous than they were during the wintertime and early spring?
Well, John, we learned some interesting news over the weekend, and that was that for the first year in the history of the state of California, California actually lost population. That's never happened before in the history of California. We've known for a long time that there's a shortage of U-Haul trucks because they can be 5 to 10 times the price in other states versus it's practically, I think, free to get them back to California. We had no clue that this was going to be, that we were going to actually lose population. It's quite stunning. In addition to that, what's happening, like it's almost like all the books that, John, I mean, you're very familiar with, if you read the books of the old Soviet empire and the Iron Curtain, all the things that I grew up with Ronald Reagan and the fall of the Berlin Wall. I've read so many books on this and watched, you know, so many documentary and films on it. It's kind of scary to see that happen in the state. What we were just talking about, that people figure out ways to get around the socialist left no matter what. So Newsom wants to tell us we can have 300 people unless we have this or this or that. So, you know, we had to do it just to meet the law. So the same thing's been happening here in California. People are voting with their feet and getting the hell out of here. Or those that are staying are essentially going underground, and they laugh at all the socialist fools. And you just wonder, one of the things we talked about at the festival over the weekend is, you know, 35% of the state is Republican, conservative, and it gave Donald Trump the most votes of any state. And you've only got, according to the polls, 20-25% are socialists. They love the Chinese Communist Party. They love the old Soviet Union, evidently, because they come up with harebrained ideas every other day. Well, that leaves 40% of the state of California that are neither conservative nor socialist. And I think if they know the facts and they know the truth and they know the hypocrisy, and that's really the challenge, is how do you reach them? And that's what we proved over the weekend. It wasn't just the over 2,000 people that attended the show and the festival. It was actually the other 45,000 people that watched it live stream. And that's what conservatives have to do. We have to fight this fight to get the message out.
Not all parts of California are losing population in the same way. I learned from our colleague Jeff Bliss, who guided me to an article. There are cities and towns that are growing and new housing, and particularly in your area, Devin. Now, I'm not sure, but there's something called the Inland Empire, and then you're the San Joaquin Valley, and then there's Riverside. Are those all away from the coast? Because the reports are those cities are growing.
Yeah, so the left-wing coast, what they're doing is they're catering to homeless people. So we have homeless people everywhere in the state. They're every city. Of course, it's easier to be a homeless person on the near the ocean because the ocean has a very, very moderate climate. You get inland, and I don't want you to feel sorry for us because it's not cold compared to the East Coast or the upper Midwest. But, you know, we'll get down into the 30s maybe. That's kind of the low. And then, of course, in the summertime, it's a dry heat, but, you know, we'll get up to 100 degrees. Well, along most of the coast of California, you're typically between 50 and 75 degrees almost year round. So if you want to live outside, it's a pretty easy place to live outside. And all of these socialist elected officials, whether they be city councils, county supervisors, you know, they're doing crazy things. They're just continuing to let these homeless people pile up. They're everywhere. And they're taking over entire cities and downtowns and everything else. You know, we're trying to keep it under control here, John. But with that said, we still have thousands of them, even in my area. But they're really going to places like Venice Beach and other areas where you have a socialist supervisor, social city councils. Newsom, you know, tells Caltrans that they have to be able to live on the side of the freeway, so you can't kick them out. So you play whack-a-mole. They go to the railroad property. Then they go to the downtown city. Then they move. Newsom lets them go onto the freeways, and John, this really happened. It's a horrible story, but Newsom moved them all to the freeway in my hometown, moved them right where our festival was, just down the street on the freeway. They were living along the freeway, and one of these homeless guys, you know, went out and got hit by a truck. Well, after that, Newsom decided, well, we better get them off the freeways. Well, I mean, this is just continued mismanagement of our government by the socialists here in the state, and it continues to get worse, and that's why we lost populations for the first time in the history of the state.
I'm speaking to Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, and the parts of California that are growing are in and around where Devin is, San Joaquin County, Fresno County. All of these areas are attractive to people, perhaps because the housing is more modestly priced. Good weather is everywhere. However, when we come back, we're going to turn about the national economy because that's part of Devin's writ as well. He wears the hat of someone in committees in the House of Representatives that are burdened with the recovery from the pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm joined by Congressman Devin Nunes, and we've been speaking of Devin and the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system, and the very happy gathering of people who came to the Devin Nunes Freedom Festival in these beautiful weather conditions. My goodness, it's to be envied. However, the facts are California has lost a congressional seat for the first time in history. First time ever since they were discovered by Fremont in the middle of the 19th century. Also, there's a decline in population, hence the loss of a seat. But now where Devin lives. Now we're going to go to the national economy because, to my knowledge, America's growing. It's extremely popular. People are fleeing their troubled countries to come to America. At the same time, we had a jobs report last weekend that is discordant with our understanding of recovery. What we found was that instead of the million jobs added that was expected by all the major economists, we added only 266,000, a surprise. I come to you because you and Congress are now burdened in order to do this, in order to understand what that jobs report means. The reason I'm keen on this is because the Biden administration is proposing spending trillions of dollars to help America recover. And some of that money is now said to be the reason people aren't going back to work, because the employers are in competition with the government because of those subsidies on weekly unemployment checks. How do you see it in California? Are the weekly unemployment checks causing a problem?
John, absolutely, for sure. This has been a priority of the Socialist Democrats from the time this pandemic started, was to give this ridiculous amount of unemployment. And if you remember, we started out first a year ago ensuring that we were giving money to employers so that people kept their jobs even if they didn't have to show up to work and even if the companies couldn't open. That made a lot of sense. The Democrats insisted on also giving additional unemployment. And when in this last slush fund that was created, they put it on steroids and gave $1,400, which was absolutely madness. So even in California, where we continue to lose population, lose businesses that are leaving, even high tech and entrepreneurs who are leaving, we continue to, you can get a job anywhere in this state, almost at every single business, John. People are desperate to find people to work. And it's everyone from people who have lawn and gardening types of businesses all the way up to the high tech sector. People aren't going to show up to work. And we see that all over the San Joaquin Valley here in California. And maybe it's worse in probably places like mine where we're still growing a little bit. We still have some construction going on. But I also think it's really bad. I was in Florida a few weeks ago for our policy and political conference for the Republican Party. And the state is booming. I think the people are fleeing the Northeast, the socialist states in the Northeast, places like Chicago and the West Coast. And they're fleeing to places like Florida, where you have not as good a weather as California, but a lot of sunshine, a lot of heat. It doesn't get really cold there. Florida's booming. And they are short. I mean, everywhere I was in probably five or six different cities across the state of Florida. And every single place I was at, they were hiring, looking for people to work. So you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that the unemployment is so high when so many jobs are available? Well, it's because people are sitting in their homes and they're not going to go back to work as long as Biden and Harris and all the Obama, Legion of Obama people that are working inside the White House. I guess they just want to continue to dole out money so people sit at home. I don't know what it accomplishes, but I guess as long as you have the fake news out there and you have Facebook and Twitter and Google censoring all these people, people are to just run around. They don't know what the hell's going on, except for those of us in this country that are paying attention, and especially the job creators who, you know, at some point they, you know, you're going to cause all sorts of disruptions in the supply chain of everything from labor to fuel to parts to oil to fuel, energy. You're starting to see some major bubbles happen, whether it's even, you know, from computer chips to lumber. These are all things that are going through. It's hard for someone to predict and people to make the right investments, and everything's getting out of whack because you have the United States government printing trillions of dollars to make people stay home and encourage them to stay home than actually get out to work.
What is your sense of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives? Is there a change in weather to recognize that the recovery is underway and Mr. Biden's generosity, if that's what it is, spending trillions and trillions, I think more than $4 trillion, is news from the past? In other words, he's living somewhere in the fall or of 2020 and not here in the spring of 2021. So is there opposition to his spending? And do you believe that opposition can slow the momentum that he built up with his election?
Well, there's also, it's also just flat out people being disingenuous. So they disguise what they called COVID relief.
Right.
This was the first $2 trillion bill. That was just a slush fund created for Democrats. Hardly any of it goes to COVID relief. And a lot of it was just money going out to pay people to stay home. When you have every single red state in this country, John, which are, I think there's 30 of them, 30 of the states are wide open. Many states haven't even closed this entire year. So, and if you look at the death rates, they're highest in places like New York City and big pockets in California. where we had, you know, whether it was one mask or two masks or seven masks or you didn't go outside and work, why did all these people die? So obviously, the red states and the blue states have two different, very different policies.
We've got about less than a minute, Devin. Go ahead.
That was the COVID slush fund bill that actually passed, $2 trillion we had to go print. Makes no sense. Then you take the next step that they want to do, what they want to call it, infrastructure. But when you look at the fine print, it's really hardly any of the money actually goes for infrastructure. And a lot of the money goes, once again, into their socialist programs. So if that's what they're going to continue to do, I don't think you're going to find one vote in the Republican Party across the spectrum to vote for a what is only disguised as either COVID relief or infrastructure. You won't get a Republican to vote for it. And eventually, they're going to run out of other people's money, and eventually, there will be other platforms like Rumble.com where people will find out the truth.
Devin Nunes, 22 California. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Thanks for listening to me on The John Batchelor Show. It's Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next time.